What's your problem? Why is he eating? You're the guy. I don't get it. It's like, this is not...
It's good.
Okay, right, so that's my mom. You said them exactly, huh?
Yeah.
So, sleep said hello. All right. Where are we? We said we did mecha. My dog, the Shnai, is a point of Xayu. Dr. Ishbam, the dog, the Shnai, is on Sue. Lim Khalid and Sulaibi. Kalkai, the look of Shtar, Mahira, and Matanam, the same sort of idea. Kaid Mulchain, the Shnai, the Blay Madu, Lachan. Shemahir Zul, Amitana Zul, Amitana Shalsada, Shalsada Zushani, writes the last verse of Pliny. Shalai, the Ratsa Napshi asset. Yoinsani, Umachricheni. Balkarchi, Veloya Mamish Baiso Star, Shasa, Yam Moka, the Banlay Medina, Ranla Star of Pamayo, Shemesai to Medal, Lechem Kaimishanasa Star, Medak Kaim Sivis Star, Avlachri Kane, Enam Dasha Baklum, Dim Kane, Kola Star Shabaylam, Shisharid, Achar, Shanas of Nimsur Bakashris, Yopa the Paislon. So every star, if you tell him you can make a dough after a star is written, so every time a guy sells a property, he wants to renege on the deal, property went up, so he'll say, holy mice my dough, no, I was really knowing this. Obviously, you have to mice my dough only before the actual sale took place.
I made a good point, that why can't you say that guy's going to build in a back door by... Every sale. They just make a moda before. If he doesn't like the sale afterwards, he'll cash in his moda.
Okay.
So the same svara that says...
Not the same svara, but... What should I do?
You're not making a star. You don't need
a star for the moda.
It says they have to know it's on this.
What? Oh, they're wearing a bed. They have to know the line. Yeah, that's all sugi enough, of course.
So then what's the person saying? If that's true, then what's he saying?
What?
If that's true, they have to know it's nice. What's he saying? It can't be corrected afterwards after it's nice. Okay, so if they have to know it's nice, you can't okay. Go afterwards.
We have to wait till we're wearing a bed.
Don't forget your question.
Write down. Then, Mario will remind you in case you forget. Then sir claim a say we start my dog follow shame dog follow the milsa call me the schusuloi then in sich lit the menu and it's going to shows all the kayo tony lo blame me muhammad dog kin with the shame sir claim a say go why lump them together hayn mish nova come lo mish meder nachmen la ba khad yaima mishmenu el komos sham ba pinafshe va de khaven rova ki khad ki said kemash sham fine and it's in the bit of my dog Meida b'shtar mechir lachana. The matter like tayil amida. That's why there's a concept called bitl meida. In case they want to avoid any problems, they made the guy mevatel the meida. What if he makes meida on the bitl meida? Say it. Gimel be'erchem gabi get mahani bitl hamidayis. So I didn't call stars. So they didn't dock it by getting they do this, they want to make sure that shouldn't get involved in any serious problems. But this is really, as Rabin pointed out, it's really not in the Gaya to our sugi, but just once we have mentioned that,
Maida. Why is Rabbi's point like not a
good
point? Why is Rabbi's point not a good point?
What's my point?
You can make a bit long, a bit of Maida. You can make a Maida on a bit of Maida.
Obviously, they
want to discuss it.
What? I think they also say that they're about all the bittles of the Middle also. And then, outside the door. You battle everything. They say, okay. They speak it out. Haida! Mifne Shnai. Rinsa Chlam Uksaibu. Gushbam. Od Mishamayil Chabay Mifne Bivayz. Shechayi loyman nesach loy mekseivu sheitzab maloy lichol lo shtaram lemalva leitz chol shah sheitz ligvoy shchayva yaitz yistara yaloy ve abos loy beshus loy ve in kaisim dechayvu loy vechivon daal loy ve lichdoy vuloy tziv veich lemeimad loy nichole lasis chayv shechayim malva shchayim mil beshtar dan hash to have a mil val pet If it's just move we passing million Elam can you be aidim shepara bifneiem? The Rambam tells me, I mean, it's the Avishai, and I'm saying, brightly, how do we know that? How do we know that? I feel hoitzi hamal val aloiva ksav yodoi shaloiva shuchayiv loi goiv mechosim et chayrin venin and loim brightly. Koshkin bishtar sheesh by aidim. So first of all, the Rishbam is weighing in on an issue in the Rishayim. Rishbam is weighing in that by Ksav Yodai, you have a Ksav Yodai IOU. It says, you owe Reuven and I owe the Oshim money. Then he says he paid. He's not Emon. Because the concept of Shtarcha, Yodai, my boy, applies even to Ksav Yodai. That's what the Rishbam over here is saying. And from here he learns out, the two Eidim. Yeah, people are not to aid. Now, which is shtickle funny, the Fager talks about over here, that the Chayre, this Rai is galore, they not nemen say priority against the star, Sheish Be'edin. Ksav Yodai is got a Shaila. So why does Rambam need a Raya from Ksav Yodai? And he needs a Raya from Ksav Yodai. And he's using Ksav Yodai to prove the Gabe a regular star. And first of all, Hazar Shbam, no by Ksav Yodai. Okay, so let's first be Makdim. Yeah? The first be Makdim like is Balmor and Ban. What's Takanad in by Ksav Yodai? What's Takanad in by Ksav Yodai? Are you or not? The Shbam saying, you know, Nemen say brightly. And Shtarach Abiyadim I buy, and the that's the Shidda of the Balmar, but the Ramban argues. So what's going on? So it starts with the riff over there. The riff, the end of the Masechta, and that Mishnah, so the Mishnah says, Goy ibn Chosim ben Chayrin. Says the riff, Yinem say Praiti. Balmar says, no, I never say Praiti, Shtarach Abiyadim I buy. The argument is Balmor argues and he says Lenis Barley is out of Kinirli, the Loyal Yachel Mamer, Starka Biodim, Hech Starka Biodim, my body. Why, how can we left the star? What's the difference if it's a Saviyad or it's a full-fledged star? With the Amr Papa, Haiman in the Mapik Shtara Chabre, Vama Leidoch Priyahu, Lafo Kamine, nearly Kololhu, Bain Bishtar Chay, Bain Bixab Yade. See, that's where Papa says, you might see Shtar and Chabre, you know him, he's not him to say it right. Yeah? Says the Balmar, the Stimus is Mashma, Bain if it's a Chab Yad, then if it's a Tuaidim sign, Chenil Lash Mishasainu. Sheshaninu stam, goyf b'chos b'nei chayrin. Bilek, the verav, hoi latan and mesizin, lefarish v'loimar, im ton v'am apraiti nema. Yeah, because it says goyf, it's mashmi, goyf b'alkar chay. Not true. Yeah, not necessarily goyf, if he says praiti nema. That's his raya. Now, just before we go weiter,
if it says it does work, b'am says it doesn't work, I'm confused.
I said yesterday. But anyway, the Rif says that you never say priority in the Balmar, so you're not. Now, Derech Agav, just going back to Rishbam for 1 second, I think that one of the Craig's questions was where's the Rashi know that by Saviyadi, you never say priority? Yeah? And in order to answer that question, Rabbi Kveger marshals a Gemara. The Gemara says, what is the Gemara? He says he's got a Gemara. And he said, Older Shoinim Mutcher to explain why how to deal with that Gemara. Gemara Subis, the Chabal says that Avon Gilta Loi, you shouldn't stop writing your name on a one of the there the Gemara is talking about Kim Shtaris. So you want a Bezdin to have a dugma to compare Simis. Yeah, so you shouldn't write on a Megillah, stop on a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper, blank check, so to speak. Dilma, maybe someone's gonna find the paper and they'll write an IOU on top of your signature. And they'll get you for everything. Yeah? Yeah? So if his name is Sepraiti, no, Vazi is. Big deal. You'll say Praiti, what's the problem? You'll say, right? If you ever say Praiti, you say Praiti. Fine, that's what he says. That's the Shayna woman and Butcher. If you never say Praiti again, Xavier, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Now,
that's right.
Good. He says that Elmai, we see that Nakamura, we see. They not never say priority on Xavier. Then if you have a problem, right. There are a you could get out of the right, whatever. But now Luchaira, to my small pea brain, it seems that the Rishbam's raya is not that. The Rishbam's raya is mamish what we saw the raya of the Balmar. The Rishbam's raya is from the Mishnah. And the mashmaiz of that is the Balmar tells me, I think that the Rashbam is telling me, but the simple mashmaiz of that is it's mashma no matter what, they can't say brighty. Look at the Rashbam, Losh Rashbam. Yeah. I feel Haitzim Mila Allah Sabyada Shalaiva Shukhailai Gaib Mikhasimirin and M Lai Praiti. I think there's a Rambam over in the Rashbam. He's referring to that Mishnah. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah, right? I think he's referencing that Mishnah, which is really the Balmar did that, and he's saying from the Mishnah itself that says that Goyim Nechasim Bevechayin. This is Mashmaya. Saying Adam said Brayti. I think that's if we ask ourselves, where does the Rashbam know it from? I don't think he has to go running to Ksubis. I think he's being Merambam at least. And the Ma'aseh Balmar says the Beirish that they're being arrived from the mission itself. We'll see rather, maybe it's not such a good ride as the Ramban is going to end up Fakir being arrived from the mission. Not like that. Say it. But you see the Balmar dipping the Raya. I think that's the Rishbam's Raya as well. Whatever. This is not a major point where his Raya is from. But that's a shita. So still we have to answer another question. Why is he being arrived? You know, he has to go from Ksav Yoda to the regular star. Everyone knows a star. You can't say pride. Now, but before we get to that, so that's the shita of the Balmar and the shita of the Rashbam, and that's members of the shita of the Rashbam as well. We're going to see he has kasha, big kasha on the Muhammad. The Ramban says, he says, first of all, well, you're being Miraiah from the Mishnah, yeah? The Mishnah doesn't say, yeah? They never say Paraiti. The Mishnah says, Goyim Chosim Menechayir, and smash me, I never say Paraiti. He says the Balmar, according to the Rif, the Mishnah should have told you. But if he says Paraiti, he's never like, it's clearly missing in the Mishnah. Says the Ramban, no, it's not glaring at all. Adra, if anything, it's Mavur in the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah has three cases. Amal v'schavei b'shtar v'im l'chos m'shabodim. Adi eidim goyim l'chos m'nechayir. Ha'itzel k'sab yadoi goyim l'chos m'nechayir. Now the middle case of Adi eidim. Goyim l'chos m'nechayir. Amal v'schavei b'eidim. Goyim l'chos m'nechayir. And then there's no shibud by this is classic Mavur Peh. Yeah? Eidim. Now, says the Ramban, we pass in Malvaschere, even the Rishbam book in Amayas, Malvaschere be'edim, ain't so for be'edim. That means you never say priority, you say you never say pay, be'en elevenatzma, right? Malvaschere be'edim, ain't so for be'edim, you don't pay back any, you never say priority. Now, the Mishnah uses that exact lotion, and by Malvaschere be'edim, the Mishnah doesn't bother telling me, hey, by the way, if he says priority, he's Naman. All it says, Goyim Chos Menecharen. And Al-Mayim means, Chos Menecharen, if the guy doesn't say Paraiti, if he says Paraiti, he's not Naman. Somebody else says, Zerman, we can make a Hekesh, to the next case, which uses the exact same lashon. Says what's your problem? Over there also going to the chayin, body's them separating. What's your problem? So the whole thing, he like trashes the thing again. Because we have a case of Eidim in the same mission, right next door. Tachdei Dibur. Fine. So he's not in the right. Now, what about the Ikurim? What about the Ikurim? What happened to Shachim Amabai? So he says, firstly, he says, by the way, you should know, he says, the Ga'inim, the Rishainim, all said this. Yeah? He says, he gets a little sharp over here. The Rabban said, the Balmar said, V'loin is barely a dover. Not as bad as me, just, you know, just, he doesn't like the riff. Says the Ramban, well, guess what? What's not inspired to the Balamar, it's inspired to the Gain and Rishainim, the Gain and Rishainim Ruah, the Gain and Achrainim, Chol Rabban Isfarad, Iskimuba. So, Mela, if it's not inspired to you, Bishnah, it's inspired to everybody else. So, Akhapanin, he said, okay, Ligurinian, what's happening? So, here, the Ramban says something very important. And that is, because it's a really fundamental question over here. It's a fundamental question over here. What is the side of Shtarcha B'Mavai? We say that Malachai B'Shtar, then you can't say Yinan Nefesh Ha'Praiti. Why? Who knows? Shtarcha B'Yodi Ma'Avai. Why? If you pay, why does Shtarcha B'Shtar? So let me ask you a question. If the din would be that Malachai B'Shtar, Yinan Nefesh Ha'Praiti, then there's no time to Shtarcha B'Mavai. Why did I leave the Shtar? Because I can say Praiti. How does it start? Why did you leave the shtar? Oh, it must be that you didn't pay. Because otherwise, if you paid, you wouldn't have left the shtar. Why would I leave the shtar? And then you're going to be to pay me again. Why? If you're going to be to pay me again, I'll say priority. How does it ever start? What's compelling me to take the shtar? And if you tell me, why did you leave the shtar? It must be to pay. If you would have paid, you wouldn't have left the shtar. Why would you have left the shtar? She should be to pay me again. It's circular reasoning. But if I can hold that, if we say that I'm Naaman, the starting point is there's no reason why I'm not Naaman. So maybe there's no cash why I left the shtar. Because I'm Naaman, say priority. So what do I care if you're going to be to pay me again? I'll say priority. Yeah? That's the fundamental problem with the whole concept of Shtarcha B'Mavai. And because of that, the Ramban doesn't speak Musab, this is what's going on over here. Because of that, the Ramban says, you know what the Yisrael of Shtarcha B'Mavai is? Because when the Malva has a Shtar, yeah, a Shtar beyond the Malva is Maitzi Kol. Yeah, a star is might say called star. Now, there's a star, and there's an outstanding star because no one knows whether he paid back or not. Even if you paid, he still has a star. The star is still screaming. Yeah. Now, the star is screaming. So what's going to happen now? That means that in the veld, they think this guy has a lien on his property. Yeah. This guy has a lien on his property. So no one is gonna step foot on his property. No one's going to want to buy his land. His real estate is going to be impossible to sell. But no one wants to buy a piece of property that has a lien on it. You got it pretty stupid to buy. You pay lawyers to find out. You're buying a house to make sure there's no lien on the property. Right? So Mela, Kol's man, the shnar, is beyond a malva. There's still a kol that he owes the malva money. And there's still a kol that has a lien on his property. And therefore, no one in his right mind would leave the shtar by the malva because there's a lien on the property. Or at least people will perceive it that there's still a lien on the property and leave them as it really isn't once you paid, right? But people won't know that. So Mela, you're going to make sure to take it back. Not because you shouldn't be able to pay you again. You're going to make sure to take it back that you shouldn't. Your property value shouldn't go down. Now, once we have a reason why, a compelling reason for you to take it back, if you come and say, I paid you, and I didn't take it back, then the guy can say, Shtarcha B'Mavai, why did you leave the shtar? If you really paid back, you'd be darn certain to take back the shtar, because you don't want your property values to go down. Therefore, now we have a raya, Al-Karcha must be to pay back. If you paid back, you would have taken the shtar. That is the side of the Ramban in how Shtarcha B'Mavai works. And therefore, says Ramban, that's not by Milva, Bishtar, with Aiden, that because the Sheba of the Chosin. Baharev, the Mishnah just told us, Chaytzel, Tavi Adoy, Goyvim, Mil Chosin. What? Right? So there's no lien on the property to begin with. If there's no lien on the property to begin with, I have no reason not to lien the shara by you. I might be tevei again. I'll say brighty. My property values are going down. My property values aren't going down anyway because you can't go with ksav yadav mechas mishabat. That's the Rabban's shtickel taira to explain the shita of the Rif and what he calls shita of the Gainim, all the chachmei svarad God except the Rashba, who's Talmud, Talmud, whatever he argues, and he has a kasha on the Ramban, an interesting kasha. The Gemara. That's what we know. The Gemara Devayin. What does the Gemara Devayin say? We're talking about a case of a mafkid, a cotton with a shtar. The shayla there is, I never to say, Hichzarti migu din ensu. Or do we say, Shtarach of my boy? Right, that's the shayla, whether migu is neman against Shtarach of my boy. Yeah? In fact, the Rashba, they're over there. In fact, the Rashba, they're over there, but by the cotton, there's no shibud in the chasim, by the cotton. He wants to say, Rashi claims there's no shibud in the chasim. So, Meir, if there's no shibud in the chasim, by the cotton, then what's the shtarach by bai? Because Bishlam, if you hold that, any time there's an out, there's a shtar, you know, that you would say shtarach by bai anyway, meaning, even though really you'd be nem and say priority, yeah. But still, I guess what does the Baal Mar hold, right? What does the Baal Mar hold? That Shachmin Abai says that if he's Maisi, you wouldn't want to leave it anyway. Right? Even though you'd be nem and say priority, if he's Maisi it, right? But still you wanna leave it anyway. Because it's messy, you know, he's with the bay, you know, you go to the tire, there's not yet. It's messy. So you prefer to some psychologically you prefer to take the star back. Even though you've been MSA priority. Normally you take it back. You don't want to get involved in the whole thing again, yeah? And if you don't take it back, it's right, that they didn't pay. So Melo says the Rashba, who I did by Shtar Pakadans, even though there's no Shibud, and it's not a shy of your property value going down, still we say, Shtar my boy, because Tamba's like, nobody likes outstanding Shtaras against them, even though you've been MSA priority. Okay? Now, fine. So that's the Rashba. So that's we have two kids. We have Machlaikis, very serious to Machlaikis, and it really goes to the heart of what is Shachar Bayi. What is the very essence of Chayin Shachar Bayi? And Nafkamina is going to be by Ksavion. Now back to the Rashba. So Bem's like this. Bem's like this. So Rukhager, again, he's bothered. Why does Rishbam need to prove from Haizel Ksav Yadai to the case of a regular star? He says, what do you mean? You open any page in Shas, you'll see that they a mil b'shtar, you're not going to say brightly. He brings rise from Mishnayis. The Masnisa Ruka Pagemish Shtara like Tifra El Bishvua, yeah. The Mishnah Ksubis that if you paid part of it, then if she was Pagemish Ksubis, when she got partial payment, then you need a Shvua. I read a Shvua means Gavi. So see Gaiva, yeah. You go over the Shtara, you can't say Prayti, yeah. Guy's saying pride, obviously, and she's not moving shvua. He says this sugis galore that you're not never say pride against the shtar. So why does Rambam need to bring a raya? Oh, see, even because like, oh, the kolshkein, kolshkein, what is the kolshkein? Yeah, but it's much that you know. Zakar Kfeger, like this. Zakarchach, the Rambam says another kash in Rambam, which Rabbi Abram was very, very bothered this morning. Because if you look at the Rambam says, what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is a guy priority. Yeah? Nafkamina is a guy priority. The Rashba says, quite more simple Nafkamina. Nafkamina, whether it's Shiba Nechasim. Nobody wants a Shiba Nechasim. What? Nobody wants a Shiba Nechasim. So if I ask you a question, why do you have to say Ksaibu? Why do you have to say Ksaibu? Because you don't want a star. Why don't you want a star? only Shbel say Parayiti, you don't want a Shtar because you don't want a Shib and you're a Chasim.
Why is that better than the reasoning is?
Why is it better?
If you said Nishim Lechasim, you'd ask why it's the Nishim Lechasim, that's why it's the Zay Parayiti.
No, because Parayiti is only Negeya. Parayiti is only Negeya. You know, when it's a Shiloh, whether you pay back or not. But Shimon HaChosim is a get right away. Shimon HaChosim is first. Shimon HaChosim is first. It's
only
more fundamental.
Only if you don't
have, okay, kisser.
Only if you don't have any money.
What?
Only if you don't have any money to pay him back.
No, Shimon HaChosim is a get, you can't sell your properties.
No one's
going to buy your properties. The same as far as we did. No one's going to buy properties. You don't want the Shimon HaChosim, it's a disaster. It's linear property, it's a disaster. You can't do any business. Not about the mortgage, whatever. You're not about the mortgage, you're proud of you, whatever. It's a disaster. It's more fundamental. So, Zuckerberg Fager. Yeah? Zuckerberg Fager. Elma Al Karchach. Even though Shmuel doesn't speak this out. Al Karchach, the star that we're handling over here, that whether the Eidu could write it or not, Al Karchach must be talking about a star, or even a star, where there is no Shib in the Chasim. But like in the Taisa, we had in Taisa Rosh in Ksubis, when the Taisa Rosh in Ksubis over there brought down Rebbein Tam, that he recorded for Rebbein Tam, the guy said on his own, that you could be, send your Eidus to Bezin, right? You send your Eidus to Bezin. So he says, Rebbein Tam holds, you don't need Das Mischayev. We discussed this yesterday. And that was you don't need Das Mischayev for a shtar. So he says, Mamela, he says, like a marshal, in the case of Morin Ksubis, the guy says, Kais of Adam, Edus al Ashtar, and he made it made of Alachas Ma'un Bavad, provided that you remember it. So he says, you have an Eitzah. You can write Benuscha Ashtar. However, he says, but you have to speak out. You have to speak out in the shtar itself. There's no mashubadim. Because otherwise, you can't do that. You can't unilaterally make a shtar that there's going to be a shibud. So he speaks out just as the metzias of a shtar without a shibud, and that's what could be an afgamina. Fear ben tam. Yeah? You don't need to ask mischai. However, oh, so Meir Zuckerberg Fager, I'm just using the Rosh as dogma. You guys said you also have to relative say they never say pride, whatever, but that's not the point. My point is, just Matthias is the case over there, Zuckerberg Fager. So the Rishbam, the reason why Rishbam says the case is got pride, he wants to say a Chiddush. So if he just said the Svara of Meshubid, so they'll say, okay, fine, so they can't write a Shtar, that's going to have a Shibud. So let them write a shtar. The Befer says there's no shibud. If you write a shtar, Befer says no shibud. There's no shibud. So that's a problem. They mean that if you go to Meshubad, then it's not a problem. So why can't you write a shtar? Why can't you write that type of shtar? And that the Rishbam says no. Even that type of shtar you can't write. Says Rishbam because he doesn't want, he wants to build an, he wants to build say parity. Yeah.
What would they get by writing? What would they get by writing that star? Just someone write it.
What?
Just someone write it down so they'll forget it.
The star, he can't say. What do you mean? Why would they write it? Zachmid, they have a star. He can't say pride to Gufa, no. So says Rishbam, but he still doesn't want it, because if the Malva is going to have this star against him, he can't say it politely. Now, so what are we talking about? Says Rukhfeg, it's Rukhfeg's Chab. What are we talking about over here? Tumashtar doesn't have a Shiva. Yeah? Tumashtar doesn't have a Shiva. So now.
How does he get the Tumashtar?
Because he's bothered with Abraham's question. Why didn't the Rishbam say a simple thing, but more basic? The reason why you don't want a shtar is because it'll be a shibud. You're not about to talk to society.
Why doesn't he say that we're dealing with a shtar, that it's not, that there is no shibud?
Wait. So that's the second phase, El Ma'al Karachach. The Rishbam wants to explain why can't the Eidim write a shtar with there is no shibud. And for that he says, he wants to say pray. The Rishbam is talking about a shtar he's bavarding why they can't even write a shtar that doesn't have a shir. That's why he doesn't say that's not Pamina. And if I'm going to push the shtar, it's partially he doesn't want it, he can't write a shtar with a shir. That's because he doesn't want a shibud. Elmai, you might think, okay, fine. So we'll write a shtar without a shibud. Says Rashbam, even that's not good because he wants both say paraiti.
The whole Gemara is going in that case, according to this
judgment.
I mean, the whole
Gemara. Well, not the whole Gemara, but I mean, it's also that. I mean, even what the Rashbam is akman. Okay, say whatever you want. Yeah.
There's nothing going in.
One second. What?
There's nothing going in that case. Just the Rashbam is saying.
Okay. Right. Now, so Mel's a Kveger, go al-Kachap. Says, Kveger, the Rashbam is going to ask himself now. One second, who said, Itaka na nemese praiti? When a shtar is no shibud, who's ina nemese praiti? If I'll ask the Rambam, one second, oh, no, there's no shibud. There's no shibud. Meaning, there's no real estate laws. One second, if you ask the Ramban, there's no shibud. If you ask the Ramban, what's going to be the din in this case? You have a shtar, duly sealed and signed by two edim, but it says the fair is no shibud. I never say praiti now with the Ramban. What? Pashut yes. Not Luchar yes. Pashut yes. Not Luchar yes. Okay, why? Because there's no time to shach b'vayi. The whole time shach b'vayi is because your property value is going down because of a shibud. If he has no shibud, it's like sabiyadei. It's like sabiyadei. Yeah? Oh, so Mela. So Ari Pega asked, the son will ask him, I did this Mishnayis all over the place, that of course you're not going to say pride against the shtar. The answer is, but you're right, that's a regular shtar with a shibud. But a shtar without a shibud, how do I know that you're not nemesei praiti? How do I know that? How do I know you're not nemesei praiti on a shtar that doesn't have a shibud? How do I know that you're not nemesei praiti? Yeah, how do I know that? If I ask the Ramban, I'll say all the Mishnayos you're telling me, so when there's a shibud, when there's no shibud, you're not going to say praiti. Says the Ramban himself. Oh, very good. Says the Rashbam. Okay, well, I think he's saying it from the Mishnah. Craig says he has the Gemara. Whatever his Rai is, says the Rashbam, you're right. I can't prove from regular shtar. But I have a dukma of a shtar where there's no shibud, and still you can't say praiti. That's what I hold, and that's why I'm learning. Like I have Rai from Mishnah, taka today. Ksav yodai. This is goy b'chos ben chayrin. The last Mishnah in Masechet Babasra. Goy b'chos ben chayrin. If I'm right, that's what he's meaning. Or he's Rai from Fagus Gemara and Ksubis over there. Yeah, whatever it is, but he's saying I have a Rai. Okay, I have a Rai. That back Sabyoda, you're not a Zebraiti. Why not? I just know Shibud. Elamai, Shurcha Bimbai has nothing to do with Shibud. Stop, people don't leave Shtaris. Outstanding Shtaris. Samelam Kane, who had been? By Shtar Shiesh by Eidim. Where even though there's no Shibud, still there's Shurcha Bimbai. But that he has no Gemara about. He has to come from Xaviyada, because that is the dogma, the classic dogma of a shtar without a shibud is Xaviyada, and that the Rishbam feels he has a raya that you're not going to say praiti. Im kein hodin, the shtar that lahedi without a shibud, that shtar also you can't say you're not going to say praiti. That's why look at Val Kachap Kveger, yeah, a beautiful Cheshmer Kveger. That's why Rishbam says this funny thing that we make this make kal v'chaymer that if it's chaviyadai, you're not named to say praiti. Kol shem this to eat. That's the Kveger's pilpul shtigl tarot.
What does the Ramban
say? If by chaviyadai there is no shibud, you're not named to say
praiti.
Kol
shekim
by regular
shtar
where there is
even shibud. Even there's no shibud. No, why there's no shibud? But kol shem this to Koshin, it's a better star. It's more of a star. It's a more powerful star. It's more impressive star. It's way different. It's a regular star. Koshin over there, even though there's no sheep. Okay, that's the chaper figure. Shane the simple. Cheshbon is what?
It's putting a lot of words into their spot.
Okay.
How does the Ramban?
Ask him. Shetel, you know. Save his mind. It's good, you know. Yeah.
As Ramban deal with the Gemara in Sukkos.
Ayin Sham. Craig says, first of all, Craig says, we're showing what they deal with. He quotes a Rosh, he didn't say what the answer. But, second, I said, don't write your name on a star. Because maybe. Oh, no, I was thinking, Sam, it could be the guy doesn't want to lie. If he says pride, he's lying, right? He doesn't want to lie. Is that called lying? If a guy comes to you with a shah mazuyan, you say pride, is that lying? Philosophical question.
It's not that.
A moral question. What?
It's not telling you.
He doesn't want to ish emes. Rabbi Kanetsky wouldn't say maybe be mutter. He had to say pride. But he doesn't want to. The Chazal saying, and it's type don't get yourself in that situation. It's better not to say if you have to say pride. So don't sign your name and say yourself up trouble. That's the terrorist that I was thinking. Pesachdeis, I was reading Craig. What?
What?
You never say that.
Believe me, I don't owe you anything. But
could have been the pride.
No, I don't owe you anything either.
Bro. Meaning that's Missouri being a priority?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
No, so they don't kind of star.
Missouri
from the... But kind of star.
But I could say...
Can you kind of say
that? Oh, no, it's always the priority. No, it's always the other way. Priority... The Gemara is... Mother of Shash Kosovo is a child being attempted to say priority to Missouri. And then if they... Kind of star, then... What's it called? I was thinking about it before. What was that? Here's the opposite. You should never say Mizuyev, Migu, the Pariety. So the Mizuyev, Migu, the Pariety. That's a good question.
No, because Mizuyev has more bullshit.
What? No, you're saying it's Mizuyev, right? You're saying that you never lent the other money, right? So you signed it, not Mizuyev, right? You never lent it. You say, I signed my name and you wrote the Shtar. I mean, the Shtar itself, look, the Chassim is not Mizuyev, the Shtar is Mizuyev. Yeah. So you say Menemah, the Ari is asking, you say Menemah, Mizuyev, Migu, the Pariety. Fine.
You can't say
the Craig quotes from Shainim, I don't know, I didn't get a chance to look them up.
That's what I'm saying, it's Migu, the Azov, is it not?
Why Migu, the Azov?
To say that.
I could have said Pariety.
Oh,
to say Pariety is Azov?
No, to say, no, it's less Azov to say Pariety.
No.
The moment that it exists.
No, you're not listening, listen. You should be Menemah to say that I never borrowed the money, which is true, with Migu, I could have said Pariety. The Migu is the opposite, not pride. Migu is so what you're telling me, it's the Migu Aza. Migu Aza is when the Migu time is Aza. Not the time I'm saying Aza, the time saying is true. I want you to believe me this time. I'm not. The Shia is where the pride is Aza. Because Adra, we just messed it up. Saying pride is not Aza. Well, so, that's the answer that he just pulled the Kochanayan card. Alright. Okay.
The other time still works. Doesn't answer the questions. Okay, fine.
Now, the Rishonim discuss. It says Eidah has to be Mifnei Shnayim. Yeah, is that true? Does Eidah have to actually be Mifnei Shnayim? Eidah. There are two, man. No, Eidah. What? Okay. Is that really true? It has to be Mifnei Shnayim. So the Rashba says, Adav Neshayim, Sarah Lai Mixaidu. We shouldn't nichole, the loy to have Bishtar. They should have a priority. That wrong one. Mother Mina, Adav Neshayim, Lav the name of the Mina and Shnayim Amish. It's not true. Says Neshayim, it's not true. You don't need Shnayim. Hopnechad Lai, the Kaim Malonk, Bishub and Karcha, the Omar, Loy Bina Shiru Shnayim Kechad. Filu hoyda achrayda mitzarfin. So we had the edis mucheddes, right? We had it previously, right? That's waiting. One eight says that he borrowed money on Sunday. The other eight says he borrowed money on Monday. So klum shemecharach they can mitzdarat. So meilav here also, if let's say there would be meida in front of one guy, and then he's meida in front of another guy. So you don't need. He has to be meida in front of shnayim together.
Gemara doesn't say shnayim biyachad.
What?
The Gemara doesn't say shnayim biyachad. Just a shnayim.
Bifnei shnayim.
Bifnei shnayim.
Yeah, you did one day, one
the other.
That's
definition. Mecha also works. You might, mecha works. You might make a mecha in front of one, and then mecha in front of another guy.
Rabbi Abram said,
"Why not?"
It was technically.
Chava
said, "Yeah."
Chava Chava said, "Why not?"
No,
we said technically.
Huh?
We said technically if it's in front of.
We said. When do we say? Who's we? And
Shir? Yeah.
We discussed this once? I don't believe we discussed it.
That's
Meyer feeding
over there.
Huh?
That's
Meyer
feeding over there.
That's a big mess. Meyer knew it the buck, you know. What's talked about in the car? But I often I can't think of a star necessarily why not, but somehow it says B'chol Klish Night. You get the feel it has to be in the shem together.
Yeah, that's one
thing. So honestly, why didn't the Rajma say wake up? But the first statement of mechob b'fnei shnayim, you should know it's lav dafka b'fnei shnayim together. Why is the Rajma only waking up over here? Elmai state in the Rajma and mechob takan is b'fnei shnayim. Thank you. You want to say chaver chaver islay when it's two together, each one by itself. You don't say.
So I think Mar say the same lesson like two lines. Like one,
a line apart from each other.
One means dafka, and one means lambda. It's pretty interesting idea to do.
Quite interesting. So now, says the Rajba, they want to suit together. That's what I'm suggesting now. I didn't think this through. It's a new question, which I didn't even think about till now. So, what? Tosfos.
So, before I said that, if it wasn't for the fact that you need one's good enough for chavachavisim.
Seder, but that's was, what?
What? Oh,
exactly. What?
Oh, so
he's already got. No, you're right. He's with Tarsus and Chavim. You only need Shnayim al Seder. You only need Shnayim. What?
You also need Seder.
Fine. The rabbi said Eis Bichedes works. Taisvus Eis Bichedes also works. Again, in Taisvus, then Echlam, you don't need both together. You can do it separately. So you're saying right. So if again Taisvus will hold that Eis Bichedes works, so then Taisvus the only reason why you need to aid them is because you need to aid them. So Eis Bichedes will work. Say it. But the Rajba, says what? The Rajba only wakes up over here. No chayr is the yachan. Very good. David is saying very good. The things you have to say. No chaygis. Okay. Again, this is all new thoughts over here. We have to see if it's not true, and see if anyone talks about it. But offhand, yachan. That's what I would like to say. Very good. Tells a very good man.
But why?
I
saw.
Right there.
I was the last one to ask him the first.
I heard you. This
is like
what? What should I tell you? What can I do?
Usually when we say the same words, you mean the same thing.
I heard you. I understood all that 5 minutes ago. All the nakudas.
And it doesn't bother him.
And it doesn't bother me. And it doesn't bother me. They say it doesn't bother me.
No. Just...
And say what should I do? You want mechir from there? That okay? So. So why did Raj wake up before? Oh. Well, I'm not threatening you, I'm just asking. Now, so the Rajba said it doesn't have to be together. So, because Eid Mechaz also works. What the way? And we shouldn't have been Mechaz with the Kosh of Neshnaim and Sarah Lamech Saibu. Abishai of Neshnaim, Sarah Lamech Saibu. What then? Loidob of Neechot. Shamais in the sky.
The
saying
is
that
So he's saying
the reason why we're saying Shna. So what's the answer, right? So why doesn't so why say Shnayim? Mishum damrina the mechav ma'ida kol sham v'nei Shnayim ain't zech leim aksayvu. Amar the ma'ida apishay v'nei Shnayim. Inu do v'nei Shnayim. Still you need aksayvu. So one second, is the Rashi telling me that the gabik aksayvu it's pasha that has to be together? Okay. When we say that mechav v'nei Shnayim ain't zech leim aksayvu, yeah. One second. Mechav v'nishnayim ain't zech leim aksayvu. According to Dave's Taisus, yeah, that's a fibshuv v'karacha could be each one by himself. The only thing else edus is mechedus works. Yeah. So v'maicha separately. Now, could these two edim come together? Can they write a shtar?
Why not?
Charya. So what's the So what's the rabbi's teretz? You shouldn't have been mechol meida. Kol shalom v'nei shnayim ain't zech leim aksayvu. Kol shalom v'nei shnayim ain't zech leim aksayvu. If we said by heida, even though said in front of two, they can't write it. But it means that there's rabbi's understanding. V'nei shnayim means two together, right? That's the whole issue of the rabbi. But why is it the shnayim? The shnayim is mashed two together. But he's saying it's not true. But see, what's his answer? That well, why did we say Lashon, which is Mashmat, that to do together? No, it's not true. Because we want to say Legabik Sayyid. And even though by Mechal Meida, if he says it in Shnayim, and it's Sechlem Sayyid, we're here at Sechlem Sayyid. It's Chayes Mashmat Rav with Earth and Cain, that in order for them to write it, they have to be done. It has to be said in front of both of them. Okay. Well, what about writing? You're right. If anything, right. So you true. It's a good point. The way, based on what I just said, other Abba, we arrive from this Raj Begufa that he doesn't disagree with Tarsus. The one-on-one Legabe the Mechal could work, but now it's a new Svara Legabe writing. They have to be both together. And what's good for the Svara of that?
Shows you more serious. You're in front of two people.
No. It's not a question of serious or not serious. The Mechal is good, we're saying.
Also, Webby's question, why did he skip it first time?
You're a wise guy. Yeah? Fine. Ridva over here says something very funny. Aha. Kedav Neshnayim. So the Ridva starts off with him. Kedav Neshnayim. Pirish, Kol B'nei Shnayim, Hizgar, Nachman, Mekan, Ein Elameim, and B'Shnayim, Sagi. You don't need to be like you need by Oshiko, Kim Shtaris. Wad Nekulu, Mahanu, B'loi Eidim, Klau. So that's you don't need Eidim. Right? Ilu Hoi Baldavar. Right? If, like Tais talks about, like Abbey Kinyan. If everyone's Maid, you don't need Eidim. Elish Ilu, Michosh, Loi B'nei Eidim, Shema Yichbar, Machzik, Ayshayimar, Machisish like a din, etc. Yenem b'midu. Mechein hayda. Here's what I want to know. Hayda b'fnei shnayim. Af ilu hayda b'nei l'v'nei. Kiroi. Kimois d'varav. Shaper dami. V'loi ibir sadi el shakri. Says Ritva, b'atzem, b'hayda also. B'hayda, not only do you need two, that's a mitzad haida. Yeah, mitzad haida. Even if your maida beinah l'natzmai, it has a status of haida.
What does that mean?
Between
who and who? His maida to the baldin.
Oh, that's himself.
Why would that be worse than stopping?
What?
Why would that be worse than like
he was married to the guy who owes the money? Ruvichon was a Shimon, you owe him $100,000, and Shimon's married.
Why is that
now,
one person like
the Rashba
said?
What?
The Rashba said he goes
in front
of one person.
He said, the Rashba says not only if they won, if they nobody. But if they nobody. With any A, the Rashba wins one A.
He can't become an A.
He's a Baldo.
Right.
So question is, what?
Everyone says it's a good idea.
What?
Everyone says it's a good idea. You can't. What's he going to go to Besdin? Will he mind the friendly? Oh, okay. There's nothing to write in Besdin. Everyone says you can invite to the Baldo and it's a good idea.
I heard your question. What's an Afkamina? So you asked a minute ago. What's an Afkamina that it's a good idea? Uh-huh. What? So let me talk. Well, Ibn Sadi El Shakri. Yeah? So Chaira, there's a problem here. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, discussing with Abraham this morning, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if the guy is Maida, just between him and the guy, the Gemara Chavtas says, the guy can say, Meshatani Bach. He can say, just kidding. Yeah? In other words, obviously to my case, let's say where he's Maida, that he was Maida, but he's saying, where would the Nachmanian possibly be? Where he's Maida, that he was Maida. The guy comes out and says, come, Ruka, you owe me money, you owe $100. He says, yeah, you're right, fine. Come back the next day. Okay, where's the money that he said you owed me? So he says, yeah, you're right, I was Maida, but just kidding. Yeah? So that could be the, where it's the game, whether the din of Allah, who does fall din, can aid him, is going to apply. Yeah? Can he be chayzer or not? If he says it does, but then it was chal, then it can't be chayzer. And say, just kidding. If the dough was meaningless, another guy is meaningless, then he could say just kidding. That's where it would be negated in the Gaon where he talks about that idah, even between him and the guy, it's idah, you don't only need two if he's going to lie about it.
But what's the case?
I just told you the case.
No, what? The mob's going to take him to Bezlin and he's going to say, you're reminded to me? He's like, okay, maybe it is.
He's not a liar. He's being Maida. He's
being kosher. He's being lied up.
Again, if the Bezin will ask him, the Malva claims that you're Maida. Were you Maida or not?
You can't just Fifth Amendment. I don't know. You can't just keep quiet.
You can't take the Fifth. What? Is the guy's record over here? Bezin gonna be that guy I'm telling you. It's a joke of it. But the problem is, but the card's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that, Gemara in the Chavtes and the Aleph says, that you could say, Meshatani Bach. It says over there, Chavtes and the Aleph, that Vimoida, Ruven is Tavere Shemi, and he's Moida. So if he didn't say Atan Eidai, Ibn Ami, yeah? Mother Bialtcha, Bamlai Hen, Mach Amr Leitan Eili, Amr Mishatan Eibach. Right, so let's say Atan Eidai, he designated Eid, we say Atan Eidai, and we say Mishatan Eibach. Because it's Ferish Gemara, you can say, just kidding. So if you might be Ben Elvin Atzmai, it's not Eidah. Not Eidah, it's Mechayavis. Because it's a Pella. Pella on the Ritva that says, so basically, the Raj was talking about at least it was Erechot. At least Erechot. At least Erechot. And that Taka Ben Yonah also speaks out that Erechot, you only two Eidim, but if you married in front of one Eid, it's meaningful. He says, why? Why is it meaningful? Says the Ben Yonah, who I didn't adopt the Echot, Mo'eles, Lahashbiyoi, in Yichbar. So at least by Echot, Echot, Mechai Veshvoa. If you married in front of one Eid, and then you deny it. Echad v'chayyeh shul umitztaref is my dog. If like the Rajma says, he's ma'ida. He can mitztaref with the other aid. V'chayyeh v'mamen. You can't say mishatani bach. The Rebbein Yehi speaks this out. You can't say mishatani bach because even in front of one aid, there's also a gather of aiders. It's v'chayyeh v'shul, etc. The kaim lo nedach whatever. Oh. So the question is though, what's going on in the Ritva? The Ritva says yimin elav an atzmai. If he's not kaifer on the Eidah, l'chayra, then it's... Because if the Pshat is... If he's not kaifer on Etzem Chayv either, then you don't need his Eidah.
Right? If he's masking tomorrow, yeah? He comes up and says, you owe me money. He says, yeah, you're right. Tomorrow he says, okay, where's the money? He says, fine, I'm masking myself to owe you the money. I just don't have it yet, yeah? So then you don't need the fact that it's irrelevant that it was money yesterday, he's money today. The Zvah says, a dog could be between him and the guy, right? Where it's not a shash of lying. But then that means that the chayin has to mean that the chayidah is significant, because if the next day he doesn't deny the chayiv, yeah, then what was the point of the chayidah? Because he bought today also he owes the money. Elma obviously is saying I don't owe you the money, and we're saying okay, the fact you bought yesterday makes you pay if you're not denying that. So I'm wondering. So the chayit pella, the chayit pella in the Ritva, it's against the Gemara, and that the Bemis and the Rabbi Yair is meramis to it. That is in front of one, there's no mashat anibach, but in front of nobody, there's mashat anibach. You can say, I was just kidding. So I just know that when I was reading the Ritva now, I know it's a small diet. I don't know if it's significant, but maybe this is like this. Chayin hayda b'nei shnayim, af ilu hayda b'neil b'neil kiro'oi. Kemoiser dvarav. He adds a few words over here. He's moide kiroi, kemoiser dvarav. Okay? I'm not sure, but there seems to be something going on over here. Kemoiser dvarav. Meaning, it sounds like it's like an official haida. It's not just Stam, you know, that he was moide. You caught him on the street, he's moide. He's moide kiroi kimoise dvara. Like he's giving, like he's making a statement. I don't know exactly what the nuances of that is going to be. What's the gather of that? But there might be, there's a shtickle lashon over here, which is mashma that there's a type of hayda that's even between him and the baldin. If it's done in a formal way, I'm not sure what. If it's done, it's shy and done away. We can't see mishat anybody. If it's kemoisa dvarav, maybe the dvar is telling me that you can't say mishat anybody. Mishat anybody is down offhand. That was my idea. I could say just kidding, huh? Right? But if he's kiroi, he's moisa dvarav. Ken zayin b'chagavni can't say mishat anybody, but. This has to be checked out. Is there any rise such a thing that when it's done, it's shaykh and it's done a certain way that doesn't allow for mishat anymore?
Huh? That she's writing the